This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, 96.5, the Fan, final hour of NFL Draft coverage 2025, Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Kristen Osero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation.
Brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
Jeff Brom was a former quarterback, played in the National Football League for six or seven teams. He was the head coach at Purdue University. He was a Western Kentucky, very successful, what he's been. Was at Purdue with George Karloftis, helped elevating him to All-American. And, of course, Mark Hagan, the defensive co-defensive coordinator, a big part of that, too, with Ron English. They moved to Louisville, and Ashton Gelate, who the Chiefs selected in the third round, 66th pick overall, who we talked about earlier. Hey, we thought Tamba Ali might work with him in the hand fighting, and the George Karloftis comparisons keep running through different coaches as far as they coach with him. And so seeing the similarities between those guys, Ashton talked about in his press conference afterwards about the fact that George would critique his game. They do film study together. Now he's his problem because he's his own teammate. So he's got to take his call at this point. Not calls, but just they'll be face-to-face. Here is our interview this weekend with Coach Jeff Brom of Louisville. Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, the Kansas City Chiefs Draft Special. Character Concerns, Jay Binkley, Kristen Osero, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, it's a pleasure to be joined by the head coach of Louisville. We had him on as the head coach of Purdue when George Karloftis was drafted by the Chiefs, and of course an outstanding career coaching at Western Kentucky as well. Coach, you've went everywhere you've gone, and you keep having draft picks going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, shoot, they're fortunate to go to such a great organization, and I know George has had a great run the last 3 years. You can't do much better than going to three Super Bowls. I know he's done a great job, and fired up to get Ashton there. I think he knows he's going to be on a tremendous team with great athletes and fantastic coaches, and he's going to bring that same type of effort and intensity, and I think he'll be a phenomenal player as well.
Yeah, we're talking about Ashton Gelate, who went to the Chiefs in the third round. The interesting thing here is he brought it up as well, the George Karloftis, that, you know, he's familiar with them, has his number and things like that. Your defensive core, your co-defensive coordinator was with you at Purdue. With Karloftis, was with you at Purdue, came over to Louisville with you. So you've had both these guys. What kind of comparisons do you draw between Karloftis and Gelati?
Well, I'll tell you, it's eerie similar. It really is. I know when we had Ashton here, it's like, man, we might have us another George Karloftis. And, you know, Ashton is just a guy that has a lot of similar traits. I mean, he plays relentless. He's powerful. He gives great effort. He's one of those guys off the field that you don't have to worry about anything. This guy is going to bring it every day at work. He's going to work in the off season to do everything right, just like George has. I think he could be a 10 to 15 year player. He keeps his body healthy. And I just think he's going to give such a great effort and intensity on every play that he's going to do great things for the Chiefs.
One of the things that you kind of, when you do a little bit of scouting on Gelati, he doesn't quite have the arm length that a lot of teams really kind of covet there. And yet he was able to work around that and be able to be a very effective pass rusher, both on the outside and the inside. How do you think he's able to work around that length disadvantage that he has against most of these tackles?
Well, I think that's the one negative people had on him is maybe he wasn't at that 6'5 range and had that great length. But all players are built differently. And I just think that, we knew with Aston that this guy was going to be demand a lot of attention from the offense, which he did for us this past year. He still created the same amount of pressure, just not as many sacks. But he was in the backfield. He creates tremendous push just by his get-off and his power and explosiveness. He's got more quickness than you think. He ran a 4.640 at that weight. So I just think he makes up for it through intensity, through talent, through work ethic. And I think anytime you can get a guy that plays that relentless, I would want him on my team for a long time.
Talking to Coach Jeff Brohm at the University of Louisville. And one thing about Aston, too, is it's one of the Chiefs' favorite picks. I mean, their area scouts talked about him. Their director of player personnel talked about him being a football guy. We brought on Noel Williams, head coach Kevin Wilcox, from Cal, and he was talking about him being the football guy, Noel Williams, getting there early and leaving. But this kind of reminds me of what Aston could be. I don't know about you, Coach. You've had him, you coached him, but he seems like just a pure football guy. And I know there's two categories of players, as Coach Wilcox said, those that want to be a football player and those that want to learn how and why to be a football player.
Well, it's one of his greater attributes, and I think that's why, when you're a coach and you're watching these guys train and work, and you're like, okay, I want this guy on my team. This guy's going to bring it every week. This guy's going to do everything you ask and more. This guy's going to be a great teammate. He's going to set an example. He's going to work extremely hard in the offseason. He's never going to get a big head. He's never going to think he's better than someone else. So that's what you're getting. And I think it's just very similar to George's Karlaftis effort and intensity and makeup when we had him. And I just think it's when you feel like you're feeling the team and you know you got a guy that will bring it every single day on every single play, Ashton's going to do it. And he's got talent. I mean, this guy has explosiveness and power, and he's played a lot of football, and I really think he'll fit in with this team.
Judging by the press conference that he had over Zoom after he got drafted by the Chiefs on Friday, he seems like he's kind of a funny guy. He seems like he's pretty lighthearted. Like, is he the same way when he's in the locker room, in the facilities?
He is. He's one of those guys that gets along with everybody. He's got a good personality, not a strong one where he tries to overwhelm and overbear you, but definitely can be on the lighter side at times. But, with that, I mean, this guy just works. I mean, he's one of those guys, just like you talked about earlier, he's in there all the time. He's in there. He's challenging the coaches to work harder than them. He sets a great example for his teammates, and he gets along with everybody. So when you're thinking great player, great teammate, a guy that can help elevate your team and continue to display the greatness that they have the last so many years, I think he's just a great addition.
The one thing, too, and back to George for a second, Karlaftis, Coach, I found it interesting because it almost seemed like Coach Karlaftis, to be honest with you, because he would pick his brain, Aston did with George, and he would tell him what he's doing right, but he'd also tell him what he's doing wrong. Like, you don't hear that very often. That is some coaching going on there.
There is. I mean, those guys have been coached very well, but their makeup is just second to none. I just think nowadays when you're getting all different types of characters, hey, all the personalities are great. But when you come across two people that really dive into football and they want to do even more to be great, and they want to study it, and they want to help their team win, they really don't want any extra attention. They just want to get it done. You can't have anything better. So I just think he'll add great value to that team. He's going to give you everything that you ask him more. He's going to fit in. You don't have to worry about anything. He's going to raise the level of play just because he's going to work that hard during the season and in the off season. So really happy for him and his family.
as we've talked about, you know, he's very versatile. He can kind of move all around the defensive line. Where do you think he's best lined up at? Do you think he's best lining up on the edge, lining up as a three tech? Like, where do you think he's best lined up at?
Well, I really see him similar as George. I think, when George came in, you saw him as a defensive end, but can you move him around and do some different things? Yes. And as I watch the games, obviously I don't watch them as much as you guys. I see him on the edge quite a bit. And, Ashton, I think very similar. Yes, can you move him inside? Sure you can. And I'm sure they'll be creative in their packages, but he can play defensive end at that size. And he does a great job with it. And I think, don't let the 6'3 size that's not 6'5 confuse you. This guy can play football, and he can get in the backfield, and he does a lot of different ways. So I see him as an edge player, but, of course, any creativity and moving around, I think he'll be great at it.
Tell you what, Coach, it'd be a good picture on your desk. The half sack of George Karloftis with the half sack of Ashton Jelade right there getting to the quarterback, both former players of yours.
Well, I'd love to have them both on my team again. I'd feel a lot more comfortable.
Hey, Coach, thank you very much for your time. Great success you've had. We loved having you on a couple years ago when they drafted George Karloftis. Love having you on now with the same insight, getting another player from your staff.
Thank you. Thank you, and go Chiefs.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.
Much appreciated. Jeff Brohm, head coach of Louisville University, and we had him on a couple years ago with Karloftis and sung some high praises about him that all turned out true.
Yeah, we were really excited about Karloftis because you like the motor, the relentlessness, the way that he gets after the quarterback. And so it makes a lot of sense that they would get someone just like that. You know what I wonder, though? I wonder how much the scouts and them talked to Karloftis about Jelade before they took him.
I would imagine a lot because you hear these connections from some of these picks the Chiefs have made in the past.
Right.
This sounds like they got his ear on this
one. I'm sure that they talked to him a lot. Kind of understood. And you know what? It might have been a situation where Karloftis put them up on him in the first place. He might have been like, hey, I got this guy that plays for my old coach. He's really good. I think he'd be a fit for us. What do you guys think?
And Brohm's probably on speed dial for him.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure that they probably talked to Coach Brohm a lot too. So, yeah, no, this is... It makes a lot of sense, and this is kind of like, it's funny. It's like one of the ways that we kind of make our picks is we kind of base it off of the history, like past picks and, the stuff that they have said in their interviews about kind of like what traits they look for. And so it's going to make it easier for us to be able to mock guys to the Chiefs at edge rusher, at defensive tackle and whatnot, because you kind of see some traits that are starting to kind of match between some of these.
Well,
some of these linemen
took Pierce off the list
taking.
So quickly because it wasn't a fit.
Yeah, he wasn't a fit. Same thing with like Eze Raku wasn't a fit for them. Mike Green wasn't a fit for them.
But these dudes all are.
These guys are, and it gets to a point now where like the minute you turn on that tape. The minute you, in the fall, decide to turn on that game and watch that player, you're like, oh, that's a Spags guy. And so it makes it easier to be able to mock guys. It makes it easier to be able to know exactly what the Chiefs are looking for.
And this has been part of the fun. This has been part of the fun of watching the games each and every week, just trying to find that guy that fits right in. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll look at the NFL as a whole. Who do we think? We talked about a little bit yesterday, but we had time to process it, being off air. From between that show yesterday afternoon and today, who did better than the other teams in the NFL? Who made the biggest difference? We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, Character Concerns, NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Kristen Ocero, Chica Mustard producing the operation.
Brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jandmdisplays.com.
Well, one of the questions that arises today is, who won and who lost? And I'll say this, Chris. As much as you and I do like the draft, as much as I like to watch it and look at players and evaluate them, you would think I'd be a huge fan of NFL draft grades. I am not. I think it's way too soon to do. It's like grading a draft when it happens afterwards when you look at the top 32, because you really can't make that decision for a couple of years after. Now, you can go back, like 2022 draft class for the Chiefs. Got an A when it happened. You go back and look at it and say, all right, these guys won a couple of rings. It worked out. Got seventh round pick.
It's definitely an A.
It worked out. Yeah, it's definitely an A. Mahomes got a lot of C pluses when he was drafted. Certainly that is an A at this point. I don't know if you're like me. I mean, it's fun to look at these things, just to look at them, but I don't put a lot of stock into them because it's kind of like some guys are A's. I've seen Chiefs with a C plus from our guy Thor. He rated him pretty critically his grades, which is good because he was more honest about his assessments. The Chad Ryders of the world just give out a lot of A's, man. That teacher you wanted.
I don't care about the grade. I do peek at some. Like, I'll check out Kuiper's. Just to see what he said.
He gave the Chiefs a B+, I believe.
Yeah, B plus. He said he would have given them an A if they would have taken a tight end. I don't think the Chiefs needed to draft a tight end.
It was insane, actually.
I know a lot of people think, oh, you got to draft a tight end to replace Kelce. Rashi Rice is your Kelce replacement.
Different positions, but they play the same.
But they play the same role in the offense. So he's your Kelce replacement. But, yeah, I don't care about the draft grades. It just doesn't matter, because it's funny. It's like one of my favorite YouTube channels is the NFL Throwback Channel, and they have this really good series that they do. It's called Hit, Miss, or Meh, where they'll go back to older drafts years after.
I like that stuff.
I love that. And they'll go back and say, you know, hit, miss, or meh. And it's, to me, it's like that's, and like the closest one they've done to now was the 21 draft. Cause like that, about that point, you can start to really truly grade how good a draft is, like probably about 3 or 4 years after. And yeah, it's just like you start doing it right after, or even like before the season, grade the draft. Like, we don't know, because there's always some players that you don't think are going to be that good that turn out to be really good.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of
some
guys
fall through the cracks.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, because like
Tom Brady,
you look at all these guys in the first round, and not like maybe five of these guys are going to be like superstar players. And then the other guys will probably be decent, and there's probably going to be like 10 guys that suck. out of this first round. Like, that's just how it is. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah, because you look at drafts even from last year, the year before, you say, who?
Yeah.
Who
was that? Yeah, like, literally, whenever I watch that Hit, Miss, or Man, I'm like, man, I forgot that dude got drafted.
I mean, there's a bunch of crap even from the last couple drafts in the first round. Yeah, it really is.
There is. And it's just like, it's all, and that's the reason why it's like you don't want to hold too much stock in what people are saying now. Because these guys, they haven't started working out at OTAs yet. They haven't even done rookie camp yet.
And they're from some smaller colleges, and some bigger college didn't play competitions.
Right.
And now you play, everybody you play, I don't care if you're playing the Browns or Cardinals, whoever, they're pros.
Yeah, and so it's like they haven't done training camp yet. They haven't suited up and played their first game. So, like, how can you really grade the value? Like, you're at that point, you're just grading value based on what you thought before the draft. But you don't know. And so, like, that's the reason why I don't hold – like, to me, draft grades don't hold a lot of water right now.
I'm with you 100%. I like looking back even further, like 89 draft. The Derek Thomas one.
I like going back to like the 2000s drafts because those are the ones I started watching.
89 to me was fun. That was my primal watching football. I loved it. Troy Aikman's one. Mandrich was two. Like that, the top five, he's the one that didn't do anything, right?
No,
that was
the terrible.
Second pick. Derek Thomas was three. And you had Deion Sanders and Barry Sanders. You had Barry Sanders after DT and Deion. Four of the first five picks in that draft, all in Canton, Ohio. And then Steve Atwater, who's in Canton, Ohio, too, went like 20th that year. That is a hell of a draft.
Yeah, and so, like there's just – the thing is it's just really hard to prognosticate how good these guys are going to be. You know, we obviously had our opinions about different guys throughout the draft, guys we thought were overdrafted, guys we didn't think were going to be good at all. And you know what? We'll be right on some, and we'll be wrong on some. That's just how it works out, but – you know, like I said, I'm not.
And so are the people paid to do this.
Yeah. And so it's like, but the thing is, like, we're all just guessing. That's all. Because we don't, there's so many extenuating circumstances that lead to success or failure at this level. Because, like, some of these, there's probably going to be a player or two that just have some sort of catastrophic injury that they're never able to recover from and get back to a kind of level that people thought they were going to be on. That's unfortunate, but that is a very real thing that happens to a lot of these guys. Some of these guys might have some turmoil outside of their football life that leads them to kind of go down a path that ends up them not being successful. You know, maybe they have some issues.
Family issue, divorce,
yeah,
parent dying.
You might have a relationship thing that takes its toll on your professional football life. Like, there's so many things that can happen between now and you getting, you know, a few years into your career that can lead to success or failure. And we have to take that into account when we start. We can't really predict that when we are doing our evaluations.
Because we're dealing with human beings.
Right. And there's so many complex things that are happening. Some of these guys got drafted to teams that they don't fit with. Like, period. They don't fit with. It's just like, hey, I'm a good player in college. Then I go play for this team, and the coach isn't using me the way that I can best be used. That is absolutely going to happen here. There's going to be somebody that
– no, players that will go to a system that fits them now.
Yeah.
But then that coach is ran.
Gets fired.
And then a new coach. Just in L.A. where you've seen with Justin Herbert, they have to deal with new head coaches.
Yeah, it's like if you're Jackson Dart, like, you know your coach is getting fired this year. Like, you know you're going to have your second head coach a year from now. Your second GM a year from now. And so you have to think
about
that.
And new offensive coordinator.
Yeah. And so, like, even if he had a chance to be a good quarterback, now he's getting this. There's a setback because now you're going to have a new coach, a new system, new GM, maybe even new talent to throw to. Like, Caleb Williams is going through that right now. He's got a brand new coach that he's having to learn an offense for, and in his second year in the league,
which is kind of a coach you want to go through your first year with,
right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like, that's the reason why there's so many different complexities that lead to a player failing or succeeding at this level, and that's the reason why, like, draft grades don't really mean a whole lot to me because they're missing so much context of what makes or breaks a player.
I'm with you 100%. Is there a team that drafted yesterday or this weekend you're saying, you know what? That appears they have a lot of my guys or your guys, and you want to see this team play. You really like what they did in the draft.
I'd tell you this. The team that I think really did a great job, aside from the Chiefs, the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks really killed this
one.
Agree
with that.
Gray Zabel, Emmanuel Worry, Elijah Arroyo, Jalen Miller. I really, really like that I like what the Steelers did early on. Derek Harmon, our guy, a defensive tackle. Caleb Johnson, the running back. The most Steelers running back in this draft. Jack Sawyer, very good power rusher off the edge there. I mean, I really like what they did. The Ravens, they got some really good picks as well. Cardinals got put good picks as well.
Another team I think that's kind of going under the radar. No one's really talking about them, but should. They needed this draft class. I think it's Jacksonville.
Yeah,
obviously with Travis
Jacksonville
Hunter.
Did a good job, yeah.
And then you have Wyatt Milam out of West Virginia.
I'm not a huge Milam fan.
You're not a big Milam fan.
Unless he moved, they move him to guard. I think he might be all
right. But Basil Tootin's there from Virginia Tech. I liked him a lot for the Chiefs, that 4.32 speed that he possesses. I like him. In New England, I kind of like what they've done. I think Vrabel did a really nice job in this draft, especially, again, it's did they take your guys or not? Because they did.
Yeah. No, they
like Kyle Williams, that wide receiver Washington State ends up there. And I like, questionable first rounder
and Will Campbell. But I really, they got
He's going to make or break that class.
They got great value in Travion Henderson. I mean, the
best blocking back to take.
Cleveland taking Quinshon Judkins over Travion Henderson is confusing to me.
And Dylan Sampson. Yeah. They get Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. So it's not the picks that you have because they had a lot. It's what you do with said
picks. And I also really like Kyle Williams' pick for the Patriots as well. I think he has a chance to be a really strong gadget player in their offense. And Brayden Swenson, getting him in round 5, that's an excellent value. I thought he was probably going to go mid-second round. So to get him 3 rounds later, he's a really, I think, a really, really good steal for the Patriots there.
And the worst, sorry, Drew, it's your Bengals. And I don't think it's just me saying it or Chris.
The Bengals... Yeah,
head scratchers.
Yeah.
I like Knight, the linebacker, the guy in the second round, but the problem is he's just like Jermaine Pratt. And because Pratt wants out of there. So
you
basically drafted his replacement. Even though Pratt's still on the team, he's going to be gone. Shamar Stewart was their first round pick. Listen, I like the fact they went defense to begin with because they had to. The Bengals getting more offense didn't make much sense, even though they did take Taj Brooks in the 6th round.
I think it was a good pick. Why are we taking 2 linebackers in the first 4 rounds?
Well, Demetrius Knight, I think he was picked just because it's Jermaine Pratt's replacement, but Jermaine Pratt's on your team still.
Right.
He don't want to be there, and that's a problem. Like, that can start to...
And that's fine. I understand
shade
that.
Shade your fellas.
Why'd you take Barrett Carter in round 4 for the Bengals? That don't make no damn sense.
Carter didn't make any sense for that game.
Doesn't, especially, like, you could have.
And going offensive tackle, not until the 5th round.
Right. I mean,
that's something they actually need.
And Rivers is probably going to be a guard, not a tackle. I think that's what they announced him as a guard, not a tackle. But my thing is this, is like, you could have hit on safety. You could have hit on corner. I mean, you remember when their defense was like pretty decent when they had Jesse Bates? You'd think you'd want to go get another a replacement for that you lost a couple seasons ago, and your defense hasn't quite been the same since then. You haven't made the playoffs since Jesse Bates went down to A-Town. Do you think you'd try to find another guy that you can replace him with? It just, like my thing is there's so many different ways they could have attacked this draft, and they went with a lot of, like, they hit some positions they definitely needed to hit on, but, like, they just went with so much potential, like Shamar Stewart, no production, a sack and a half all 3 years, like 3 years
total
at Texas A&M.
Get off the bus looking
a
good
sack
guy.
And a half. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you got a guy who, like, is all measurables but very little production.
And as far as the AFC West is concerned, here's the thing. I thought on day one, first night, was Jade Barron going to the Broncos.
Broncos made the killed most it the first couple rounds.
Yes, but the rest of it was just meh.
Meh.
As far as the
Pat
Chargers.
Pat Bryant round 3.
Hey, they get Amari Hampton. I think he's the best back in the draft, even better than Genty. But the problem is, you brought in Najee Harris in free agency. So is that really going to help you? Trey Harris is there. I do like that pick for him. Rondé Gadsen there too, the former wide receiver, converted tight end from Syracuse. I do like that. The Raiders, to be honest with you, outside the Chiefs, even though Genty goes in the first round, I think the Raiders had the second best draft in this division because I love Charles Grant pick out of William Mary. You and I liked him as an offensive lineman, but Jack Besh is there for receiver, but they go Genty in the first round. And they haven't been the same without Josh Jacobs in the backfield. They've been worse in Pro Football Focus as far as running.
They're terrible. They're terrible at running the football. I mean, look, I will never sign off on top 10 running back. Like, if you're picking in the top 10, there's a reason why, unless you got that pick in a trade and your actual pick is towards the back end of the first round, then you can draft for luxury. Kind of like what you saw the Eagles do a couple seasons ago when they took Jalen Carter at pick number nine.
Who's looked at as number one pick because of character.
That was great value there. Like, that would make sense if you go top 10 with an extra first round pick in the top 10. But I'm not going top 10 running back. I just don't think the value is there. Like, I think Omarion Hampton is going to have a better career than Jeanty. I might be wrong about that, but I think he will. And I'm not really super big on Jack Betch, but Darian Porter, I think, is definitely an interesting talent, but he's very raw. He just converted over from wide receiver to corner. And then you look at Charles Grant. It's going to take some time. It's going to be at least a year. I hope they don't do what the Chiefs did with Kingsley Suamataia and just throw him out there and say, you're our starting left tackle, because I don't think that's going to go too well for him. And I don't want his confidence to get destroyed by him getting thrown out there. And he's playing NFL guys, and he hasn't played guys this good in his football career. So, and then you look at a guy like Dante Thornton, wide receiver out of Tennessee, not very productive at Tennessee, less than 700 receiving yards.
It scratches your head because he was so damn physical.
And it's funny, is like, because they got him at pick 135, which was two picks
size,
after
speed, and all the intangibles,
which is like
except two, for production,
which was they got him at pick 108, which was before the Chiefs got Jalen Royals. You would think, like,
I'd rather have Royals than that, even though the measurements is better for Thornton.
I'd way much rather have Jalen Royals than Dante Thornton. Like, that part was head scratching to me. Is like, you had Jalen Royals right there, you had Elikiah Manor right there, and you took Dante Thornton.
It's Chris and Sarah. I'm Jim Binkley. We're going to take a timeout. We come back. Ryan Nutt, Chiefs Director of Pro Scouting and College Scouting, had an interesting thing to say about it. College football in the changing landscape, and it kind of changes how they have to scout players. Thought that was really interesting. We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Onocero, Jacob Mustard, producing the operation.
Brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
Ryan Nutt, we heard from him earlier. He's the Chiefs Director of Player Personnel and College Scouting. We heard him talking about it because he basically summed up all the players today the Chiefs drafted. He had a comment about college football's changing and how it's really changed their evaluations. There's a lot of things to consider. All the nil money, the guys jumping to different schools, the transfer portal, keeping up with what you already knew, what you already had written in your book about certain players. It's got to change because they changed locations. Here's Ryan Nutt on the ever-changing landscape of college football.
These kids do not stay at one college to develop. They're constantly transferring, right? Because of the idea of, okay, first off, that might be more of an issue with the transfer portal than NIL itself. I'm all for players getting paid. It's when they transfer three times in 1 year. When are you getting developed? If you're always in the transfer portal or you're off the field or you're not in a building, that's the thing. So now you're going to get players who are going to come in and they're just less developed based on they're not staying at a program. They're not getting a year's worth of training. They're getting maybe 3-4 months of strength training because they're in the portal or they're gone or they're taking trips. But they're learning different offenses, different coaches. So they're not getting in rhythm there. I think that's the biggest difference. And then for scouting, like, how do you get a good snapshot of a player's personal background and character when they've been at 3 or 4 different schools? You're going to hear a different report from like half the time. They're all going to be different. The last school to have them, it's going to be usually positive because they want their guy drafted and they're going to give you good stuff. And then you might go to the school that he just left from, who's angry he left and transferred out, and it might be different. So now you got to kind of piece it together and say what's real and what isn't real. For us right now, it's just development and what kind of kid are you actually getting? Which version of this kid are you going to get?
And what Ryan says there, it's got to be frustrating and difficult. You build a book on a player, you think you know him, you talk to their scouts, their coaching staffs, and then all of a sudden they leave. Well, which evaluation are you getting? Because obviously that school might be mad at them for hitting the transfer portal and leaving. Are they going to give you the correct information about said player or not? Or you basically starting fresh and starting over to this new school where you're going to get more of an honest assessment of your player?
And also, like, one of the biggest things is, like, you're not always going to get the same coaching at every program. Like, there might be a coach that sees you one way and then you transfer and the coach sees you a different way. And maybe the coach you were previously at was more right than the one that you're at now. Like, that's one of the things that you kind of have to understand is, like, when you're changing programs, you're changing coaches and coaching styles and ideas for what these teams are going to do to integrate you into their system.
Because you want to know from the coach, like, what kind of development have you seen from this player? It's like Jeffrey Boss at Oregon, okay? This guy came in as secondary. This guy came there. What's been his transition like, the linebacker? Why did you make that decision?
And also, you want to know, like, what kind of habits are you teaching him that we can work with? Because, like, this is the reason why, like, you know, and to kind of pivot over to, like, basketball, the reason why a lot of these kids don't stay in college for very long if they're good enough to go play in the NBA, because in college basketball, you learn a lot of really bad habits that don't translate over to the NBA. And so that's the reason why these teams encourage players, hey, if you're good enough to go play in the NBA from a talent standpoint, after 1 year, go. It doesn't matter if you get drafted in the teens or the 20s. If you can get drafted, go get drafted, because you're going to learn how to play NBA style ball instead of learning all these bad habits in college. And it's a lot of the same things that when you're talking about college football, there's a lot of these guys, they don't really learn great habits. And so you want to have an idea of what habits have they learned So if that's something that you can translate over to your system, cool. And if it isn't, you want to try to be able to work past that.
And it's tough because more and more schools, you can't say, well, you at least want to draft the guys that go and play at one school. It's getting tough to do. The Chiefs this year, they face us many different ways in this draft. Breshard Smith, the running back from SMU, was a wide receiver at the University of Miami. Josh Simmons, their first pick, was a right tackle at San Diego State before transferring to left tackle at Ohio State. Noah Williams, that I like, played at UNLV before he transferred to Cal. So they've had to deal with this several different ways. The good news is, like someone like Bosa, because you want to know why you switched their positions. Now, Rhett Lashley at SMU can tell you exactly why he saw a better fit for Breshard Smith at running back than wide receiver, and he'll tell you. But you know what? All that intel you can gather from Miami, it's kind of useless at this point.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you can't really watch a whole lot of that tape. I mean, you could take, like, some of the stuff from it as far as his receiving ability, his return ability. But, like, he did get some carries when he was at Miami, but he was mainly a wide receiver. So, like, that, I mean, really, you only have 1 year's worth of tape that you could really watch. And so, like, that's the reason why that part about the transfer portal is frustrating. But there were also a lot of times where a player would be emphasized in an offense or on a defense, and then the coach gets fired, new coach comes in, different system, and that player doesn't really get a chance to play.
Like those type of circumstances, I understand. You have a chance to play, you're getting blocked, roadblocked by somebody else. And keep this in mind. There's a lot of head coaches that are cool about it. Like, this wasn't getting much playing time, go ahead and hit that transfer portal.
Yeah.
Then other coaches are pissed. Mm-hmm. They're pissed that you're leaving them, and they're not going to give you glowing recommendations to the NFL, which that's what they have to decipher. We get this, like Reinette said there, we get good intel or bad intel.
Right, yeah, and that's the tough part, is that there are a lot of coaches that do take someone transferring out of their system personal, which is ridiculous. Because, I mean, that's like saying that, because here's the thing is, a lot of these coaches, when these guys transfer, these coaches kick them off the team, basically. Yeah. They're like, you need to transfer because I'm not going to play you. So, like, it's a two-way street when it comes to the transfer portal. The transfer portal is also a way for a team to get rid of players that don't match what they're doing or players they just don't think are that good, and then they can get their own players in there. Deion did that when he went to Colorado. He basically purged almost the entire roster there. So that a lot of that is out there, too, and that's the reason why you have to be very careful about those evaluations from older teams, because sometimes it's just not a scheme. It's more of a scheme fit issue than anything. I mean, you remember when Spags took over the defense. I mean, they got rid of Dee Ford and Justin Houston.
Yeah.
They basically purged their entire D line because they're like, we're not running the 3-4 anymore.
For instance, Missouri, Bo Pribula is transferring from Penn. He transferred from Penn State to Missouri.
Yeah.
Didn't even play in the playoffs with Penn State, right? So naturally you think, okay, James Franklin's mad. Well, James Franklin actually kind of advised him to leave because he's going to be sitting behind Drew Aller for the year. So it's a bad thing for transfer portal. So he understood it because of the window for it. He needed to go ahead and make that move because he understands it's better for his college athlete. And you got to take that in mind because kids aren't going to play for you if you're not understanding.
Right. And that's the reason why, if you look at, like, say, Dabo Sweeney. Like, Dabo Sweeney he's not recruiting as well as he used to because of the way that he kind of has viewed the portal. He's not very open to it. He doesn't really accept very many portal guys. He's been very anti-NIL until recently because
He was doing non-service academy, not to have a transfer portal guy.
Right,
brought in.
Exactly.
This year he
changed his tune because he wasn't winning, and so he had to go get some guys.
We got the playoffs, but he wants to win it all, and you can't win it all unless you're taking that chance.
That's what I'm saying. You have to use the portal. You have to adapt to what the system is.
You're going to have to adapt.
Right, and so it's like that's going to be one of the parts of the game, too, is like there's going to be player movement, and so you just hope that there's some good actors out there who are coaches who are trying to give out good information like that instead of just, you know, being butthurt that somebody decided to leave their program and taking that personally, because sometimes it's just not a good fit.
Well, I'm glad that Ryan brought that up because that's kind of an interesting thing hearing that from an NFL team. Like,
right.
Yeah, you'll think about some of those things. Like, yeah, it makes their evaluations a little bit tougher. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, me and Chris, wrapping this thing up, wrapping up the draft 2025. Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, the NFL Draft Special, brought to you by Character Concerns, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. We're going all the way till midnight talking draft. Just kidding, Chris.
I mean, you could do it if you want. I'm gonna get out of here in a few minutes.
Hey, regardless, hey, thanks for anybody who was texting in, calling. The mock drafts you sent all year, we checked those out. You guys did awesome. You did your work on it. It's good stuff. It's fun. It's fun watching college games, checking out the matchups. Hopefully you're listening to the podcast. I'm glad to talk to you anytime when you send us information. Say, hey, what do you think about this guy or that? I know Chris is really good at getting back to people right away. Thanks, Liberty Landing. That was a lot of fun having the first round of the draft there with all those Chiefs fans. It was great. It was great the first year. It was great the second year. Hopefully we can do it again because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. They always have been very hospitable to us when we are there. So, yeah, it's always fun getting to be able to do these specials, getting to be able to do draft coverage. What was it, a couple years ago, we really kind of shot this idea over to Spec that we really wanted to do this because we did day 3 of 22.
Yeah,
and it was we got to
marathons.
Yeah,
we had coaches on and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that was when we talked to Jeff Braum the first time when he was at Purdue.
Yeah.
So it was like we wanted to turn this into something that we're able to do every year, and you know it's been a lot of fun.
We had Nick Schwartz with us that first year of the Kansas City draft. And you and I carried it on. And like I said, we really enjoy it because we'll look at through the OTAs, through training camp, what the rookies are doing. We'll follow along with these rookies. We're not going to forget about these guys that are just drafted. We'll talk a lot about the Chiefs rookies and how they're getting acclimated, how much playing time we expect from them. And then come college football season, it's about looking at the matchups, looking at the players for next year.
Yeah, we're going to be all throughout college football season, we're going to give you previews on players you need to watch out for, how a lot of those top prospects are performing. And, you know, obviously the biggest stories involved with those Chiefs rookies and whatnot, because, you know, throughout the season, we're going to see some changes and we're going to kind of update you on what we think are going to be the future needs for sure. I mean, we always really enjoy doing this podcast, and we always appreciate the support that you guys have for us.
Absolutely. Couldn't do it without you guys.
Thank
you.
And so please download, subscribe, like wherever you listen to us on. We appreciate your support.
And as Brett Veach said after Super Bowl 57 at the parade, if they beat the Eagles, held up the Lombardi Trophy and says, this is what a rebuild looks like, as he got his players from the draft. Jacob Mustard producing the operation. Jacob's new to us this year. We did remotes, surprised everything from you. We had those draft vignettes, you name it. You took it all on.
Yeah, great
job. And we appreciate it. Great job by you, my friend.
Appreciate you guys.
Always appreciate it. Appreciate everybody for listening. Thank you. And more draft specials coming your way. Make sure you listen to the podcast. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.